How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Currie, very good morning. How are you?
I love coming to the show.
Good. We love having you. So there we go.
Because, like, I was quite bad. I was writing my release, and I was like, oh, I have been reading so much this morning. I've got a terrible echo on the line. I hope you can't hear it. But I've been reading so much this morning, and it's made me so despondent. And then the Nighty comes on, and she just kills it. And all of a sudden, I'm happy. I'm ready for the day. I feel like I can actually deal with today. Thank you, Chai FM. Really, thank you a lot.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing us the news in numbers. So I would imagine that this week was all about the speech on Wednesday night.
Oh, there's so much I don't understand. Yes, it was. Like, that was the biggest story. It was definitely the president's address. And I mean, it's amazing to see when you look at the charts how his net sentiment was below zero for all of the week until he stood up and said something, and then we loved him again.
And I
loved him, and I use the term liberally. We didn't love him. We regained some respect, you like, you know, to a certain degree. But my big key takeout this week is these are things I don't understand. There's so much I don't understand. Like, when Ramaphosa came out, like, firstly, let's give kudos where it's due. The guy admitted, I messed up. Well, we messed up. But he basically said, and these were his words, that they had been unclear, they'd been contradictory, some have been poorly explained, and some have evoked a lot of anger and opposition. So he basically said, okay, yeah, look, we got it wrong, okay?
But
it's about most things.
Yeah, but I like that because, you know, I wrote an article for the Jewish Report this week, and I was really saying that countries all around the world, or governments around the world, are bumbling through this. Some are doing better, some are doing worse. Everybody, I would imagine, is doing it with the best intentions, but they're going to get things wrong. And I kind of like the fact that he said, you know what, and he actually echoed that because he said, you know, we don't know what we're doing. We're trying.
Just like you don't know what's happening, neither do we.
Exactly.
Okay? That's the bottom line here. We're sorry. We made some big boo-boos. We're going to try better. We're going to try to do better. And it was that point that I was like, okay, all right, you got me back in the room because I was angry.
I wanted
to know why I haven't seen you, my president, for 17 days. Why haven't I heard from you? Why are people making announcements that are so ridiculous that we don't understand them in a time when we should be easing lockdown, not making it more strict, you know? But the minute he stepped off that stage, the elections began. COVID elections is all I see. You'd be absolutely forgiven to think we are not in an election year. The electioneering out there is just, I feel like I've gone backwards in time. Let's start with the EFF. So the EFF lamented the address, apart from putting out things saying that, like, there should be a temperature gauge to the president's head, which was a little bit off the field. But anyway, Malema then called for the immediate opening of parliament. Okay. I don't know why, because generally, Malema walks out of parliament. Okay, so that to me doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
He wants to be in a place where he can actually walk out of because he can't just walk out of his house.
Really.
We can't walk off Twitter.
Tony, I've got a 15-year-old daughter.
I think that's what it is.
I've got a 15-year-old daughter. If you don't have a door to slam, you know, you've just got to have that door to slam. Mm-hmm. You've got to have the foot to stamp. You've got to have the parliament to walk out of.
And somebody must fall shouting in the background. Okay, like we all know that's what you consider politics, did you? But in this instance, the president was calling to, was telling us he's sorry and he's going to try better. Okay, it wasn't an electioneering thing. Okay, then Mashaba's party. Does it have a name?
I don't know, and they keep launching it. I've never have seen a party launch so much in my life. They need to stop launching this party. Isn't it about talking or communication?
And it still doesn't have a name. And I just want to understand clearly, okay, this high horse party, because that's what I'm calling it.
I love that.
The high horse party.
I love that.
Has only two members, is it right? Is it Mayamani and Mashaba?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. And the high horse party. Okay. I like that. You know, Tanya, that's going to stick.
Oh, I love that too. And then Steenhuisen, can you just shut up?
I like him.
I heard all I heard
you and I don't agree on
was
this.
The president going, shut up, you Steenhuisen.
Look, I'm not happy with him at all. But I tell you, and you know what? I know everybody, I know it's very trendy to hate him. Everybody hates him.
I want to see the back of him.
I like him a lot. I don't know why.
Come on. He did a Trump this week. He had a meltdown that Trump would have been proud of on television.
No, but you know what? I was offended for him by that question. Because I tell you what.
Why?
Because had that question come in another way from a white presenter to a black politician, it would have been seen as racist, the question. And instead what happened...
If we were in a black country...
I don't think his response was right. I don't think he handled it perfectly. But I, you know, what I see on Twitter around him is literally a personal attack after another that I don't think other politicians endure. They don't play his politics, they play him. The amount of times people are talking about his lack of degrees. You know what? Grow up. Either he's got something to say or he doesn't. Argue the point. Don't argue the... Okay. And if you don't like him for his politics, I fully respect that. And if you don't like him because he just irritates you, that's also fine. But at least call it what it is.
He does irritate the laugh out of me. He's become my new Helen Ziller.
No, don't say that.
I promise you he has. Like, let me tell you. Like, here's what I have. I was so angry with him this week. I was angry because... Firstly, his meltdown on national television was not...
No, you could have done better.
It wasn't right, guys. Like, come on, okay?
Yes.
That's the first thing. But secondly, he steps into the ring always. This is a classic Steenhuisen. We'll step into the ring as the bottle is about to fall over the edge of the cliff, and then we'll say, I told you the bottle would fall.
Yes.
So he walks into the ring with what? E-commerce. Obviously... We're going to scrap the doors on e-commerce. And he walks in with curfews. Obviously. I mean, last week, even the week before, they said they are going to change these exercise regulations. Okay? So you walk in with the exercise regulations and the curfews, which are all going to go anyway. What? To claim victory like you're America in World War II? No.
I'm still stuck on him saying we must lift the whole lockdown.
He did not, Zanatti. I had a half an hour podcast with him. Go and listen to it. He didn't say that. He did not say that. He said...
Okay, wait, but here's another thing. Can he do something? Instead of shouting the whole time, which is not a Steenhuisen thing, it's a DA thing, okay? Right. We're forever DA is forever pointing fingers, okay? So here we have it again. But in the meantime, if you look in your backyard, guys, you've got, and I went and checked these stats. In Cape Town, there are 400,000 South Africans. In Khayelitsha, there are 400,000 South Africans. How come there is such a massive disparity between the Woolies Chicken Brigade and those that haven't got water? That's not a sign of a province being run properly.
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
Anyway.
What else goes on in the
I'm not finished.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, you're still going on about the DA. I swear to you. Yes, and I've got it in stereo from you and Zanatti. Yeah.
Sorry, but then, as if your brand has not had enough damage, okay, you go and take that brand, and whether you like it or not, it has been paired with the Freedom Front Plus in your legal challenge on the lockdown.
Yeah,
that is not
a
stroke of brand genius, guys.
No, I agree.
Okay, I'm done with the DA now.
Okay, what else is in the news?
Okay, well, can we talk about the ruling party?
Yes, let's do that.
A lot more stuff I don't understand there.
All right, go for it.
Like,
us.
So here we have this writer legacy that's rising more rapidly than the rate of COVID infections. Cecilia came out to say that she's inherited the bankrupt department in water and sanitation.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And there is $5 billion irregular expenditure, yeah. And 139 officials were found guilty. And while she was telling us all this on a Zoom meeting, an alien entered the room. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see an alien enter the room. What is actually going on? Because it's either pornography or out of universe stuff happening on these Zoom calls.
Out of space. Yeah, exactly. So we were being told how horrific our water situation is, only to have the whole thing cut short by an alien that looked very much like Zuma entering Zoom, but with a weird face. But anyway. And then Eskom, amongst all this. We're not doing okay, guys, and I don't understand. Like, Eskom has had 50 days to stockpile, 50 days to do maintenance, and yet there are places in our country where they are having 12-hour power cuts, and I believe we're heading for the worst load shedding known to South Africa.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. I saw that article, but I don't know if that's actually accurate. I did see that there's apparently a lot of illegal connections. I don't know. Look, the truth is, my default position when it comes to Eskom is I believe nothing. The only thing I know for sure is if I switch on my lights and they work, or if I switch on my lights and they don't. That's all I know for certain with Eskom, because nothing else
and if I pay my bill, it should switch on. That's all we're asking for.
Yeah, which shouldn't be an unreasonable ask, actually.
I wouldn't have thought so. I'll tell you what is an unreasonable ask, though, is looking for sandals in the winter time.
Yes, we tried that.
We don't have winter, so sandals are like our shoes, guys. But according to Ibrahim Patel's Alice in Wonderlandress, I love that term. that Alice in Wonderlandress was one of the most laughable things I read all week.
No, it was.
Somebody walked in. You know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. Whoever wrote that list opened their cupboard and said, okay, what is it I need to
Okay, so I need
I've
to know, Tanya, what is a
under
what
my
is a crop bottom?
I don't wear leggings.
Yeah. I just want to know what a crop
and,
bottom
okay,
is.
And, okay, so all I needed was shoes, clothes, shoes, and a jacket. Yes. And here's your list. Done.
Right. Exactly.
So Ibrahim Patel came under fire, didn't he? I mean, that was like...
No, because
yeah,
they made complete idiots of themselves over that list. That list was, it was a laughing stock. It was, there were just no words for, I mean, what have they got against peep toe shoes? What is it?
Your toes that
or leggings.
Quality.
Or leggings. What is a crop bottom?
Leggings without crop. What is it? Crop pants. What is
bottoms.
It?
I don't
what
know.
Is that
I don't know. I don't know. I try to look it up. Nobody actually knows. No one on Twitter even knows what a crop bottom is, and Twitter knows everything.
Well, no, Twitter, like, this is the thing. Like, I've been trawling Twitter, and the biggest thing I don't understand this week is level 3. I just don't understand it. Mm. So what I've been clawing together, and perhaps you can help with clarity,
yes,
is that we are going to be scored by province.
Correct.
Okay, so does that mean Cape Town goes to the naughty corner and Limpopo gets to jive?
That's basically, I think that's it, yeah. I think that's just, how it works, if I'm not mistaken.
So Cape Town can't buy booze or T-shirts.
No, so here we go. To summarize,
this
was the best summary that I heard afterwards. So to summarize, South Africa has moved to level 3.9, which is level 4, but with some inspirational quotes, except for Cape Town, who has to report to the principal's office.
That's
basically where we're at. No, but look, the good news is that e-commerce has been opened up, so I think you can buy your flip-flops now.
Must up.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't go do them in store.
No, I don't think so. I think that would be outrageous. Okay. I think that's more dangerous than
this
diving.
That's just pushing the boundaries completely, right? I might die from that.
Yeah, exactly. It's as dangerous as exercising after 9 o'clock in the morning.
or not wearing a t-shirt as an undergarment.
Exactly.
Okay, so we jest though, but like, look at this provincial thing. Like, I don't get this provincial thing at all. Like, you cannot compare Durban to Sedwana Bay. No. Sedwana Bay has zero infections. Like, over the past 50 days, we've all been locked up and nobody's died, nobody's got sick. Okay, we're all fine, right?
Right.
So we should be a level one, according to this new so-called level three methodology. But we can't be on level one because Durban is dreadful, okay? So dreadful to the point that they probably sit within Cape Town's section, okay?
Right.
So they're really in the naughty corner.
Yes.
And in the meantime, I've got 8,800 people here going hungry, and I'm going to phone that person that you
Wendy
have
Khan, South African Jewish Board of Deputies, they've raised a $9 million fund, all of it dedicated to food parcels.
Oh, I can't wait.
I told her you're going to call
it.
She's expecting
the minute I put down the phone here.
Good. So, yeah, it's a very, very, look, as I said, it is difficult. I mean, they should allow, municipalities to make decisions as well that are, that they can verify.
But municipalities are stuffed.
Yeah, I know.
We know that. The municipalities are really at rock bottom, guys. Like, most of them are bankrupt. Like, so I don't know how this level three will work, but here's another thing is even the methodology is flawed. You cannot use your number of tests as your barometer to shut down or open provinces. Like, here's the lesson, the maths lesson. You can't measure apples against oranges. Your testing numbers are not an accurate reflection of the infection rates because you're using more tests in certain places.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to work on percentages, not numbers. And that's the end of the maths lesson. So you're saying Cape Town has to go to level five only means that you've tested a hell of a lot in Cape Town. And that's why, can we have by percentage per capita? That makes more sense, but your numbers are flawed, HSRC and those involved.
Yeah, and it was from the beginning because when Professor Karim said, you know, we need to get down to 85 new infections a day, and then they started going up, they said, no, don't worry because we're doing more testing. So, but hold on.
Okay.
Then don't tell us 85.
Now you're baking
give
our
us a
entire
percentage.
Lives on those
exactly.
numbers,
give us
guys.
A percentage. Tony Khoury, we do need to leave it. We've definitely taken up too much time. I haven't even played ads. We need to go to news headlines. Thank you, as always. Interesting, delightful, crazy, all over the show. And I can't wait for next week. It is 8:30.